It's time for All Things Northwest with Northwest Missouri State University President, Dr. John Jasinski. Each month, Dr. Jasinski will visit with community and educational leaders about exciting developments and collaborations happening throughout our region. And now, the 10th President of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
Welcome to this month's edition of All Things Northwest, a show devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We highlight the great work and the great play, the collaboration, and the developments throughout our region. And please know, listeners, there's so much to celebrate. We here at Northwest Missouri State University and your public radio partners, KXEV, KRNW, hope you are staying warm as the new year begins. I am pleased to welcome you to the January edition of our show. We'll provide two segments this month. In segment one, we feature Barb Chateau of Chateau Milk Company, based in Osborne, Missouri. In segment two, we feature Paula McLean. Paula serves as a senior human resources generalist at Northwest Missouri State and focuses on student employment. Thanks for joining the All Things Northwest team, and we hope you enjoy this month's edition. To begin, I welcome Barb Chateau to All Things Northwest. Barb holds a Bachelor of Science in Nursing and committed her career of 39 years as an RN at the Veterans Affairs in Kansas City, Missouri. She holds a Master's of Public Administration with a focus of health services. She's also committed her life to serve others. She's kept her hand in the family farm while she's done so. Along with her family, they realized they had to take a new approach to dairying by taking a risk to deliver the finest milk products directly to the consumer. And just a few months ago, the creation of home delivery became a reality. We'll talk to Barb about that as we get going. Barb, welcome to All Things Northwest.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. It's my pleasure.
Well, we're so pleased to have you here on KXCV KRNW. And as I told you off air, we've heard just unbelievable things about Chateau Milk and what you do and what vibrance you provide as a company to this region. So we're very proud of you, but we want our listeners to learn about what this is all about. So first, please talk about your family and the history of your family's dairy farm.
Okay, yeah, that would be great. I grew up on the farm. The dairy has actually been in our family for 70 years. The farm has been there 100 years. My Aunt Mary and my father both ran the dairy, and my poor father had only three girls, no boys, to help do all the chores. But I could milk the cows and do the chores, and it was fun. My dad said it built character, and I really didn't think that was the best thing to do, but it really does build character.
Your dad was smart, right?
Yes. He was. Yes. I learned a lot from him. So as my family goes, just my two sisters, both of my parents are deceased and my two aunts are deceased. So it's left to us to run the family farm. You know, we were just visiting about the farm being there for 70 years. 13 years of it has been the milk company, Chateau Milk Company. And the reason we switched to that was because we just weren't making any money selling milk to the big co-op. We had 80 cows. We weren't making enough money to pay bills, to feed cows, and keep things going. So we decided instead of complaining about it, we were going to take a risk. And we had 80 cows, and that's what we started with. And well, I'll just say probably 3 months after we started, we had to double our herd. Then we had to double our herd again, and now we have over 400 cows and a waiting list with our for grocery stores and everything. So we're real excited about how it's went for us.
So let's track back, Barb, a little
okay.
bit, 13 years ago. So was it just your sisters then at that moment in time that made that decision, your sisters and yourself?
No, actually it was my husband and myself.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We actually, my husband went into business with my husband, Leroy Chateau. And so, and he was helping with the dairy, but my father had been ill. So he really wasn't a part of the dairy. My mother was, but my dad really didn't get to enjoy what it is today.
And so you're not making money, you're not, you know, enough money to pay the bills.
Correct.
And you have to make a fundamental decision. How did you get to the point of saying, all right, this is the route we want to go? What kind of research did you do? Was it gut feel? Did you have people visiting you? How did you get to that point?
We did a lot of things. First of all, we talked to grocery stores. We had a business plan. We had some people from the University of Missouri and another university who actually helped us of which way we should go. But we knew we needed to do something different. And we also really care about the way things used to be. And so we wanted some nostalgia. You know, 13 years ago, I wanted us to have the milkman and the milkman back, but it just wasn't the time. And so we just wanted to be able to sell the milk of the cows that we had and make some money, be able to take good care of the cows and just see how we go. And it just turned out really well. Actually, we started out with two grocery stores in Kansas City. One was the Hy-Vee and another was Brookside Market. And Victor Constantino actually asked us to be very exclusive with him. And we love Victor, but we decided not to go exclusive. But then it really caught on, if you will. A lot of grocery stores were very interested in it. You know, it was a little hard to get them to work with us with the bottles because, mm-hmm. you know, you take the bottles in, they're glass bottles. They keep milk cold. You don't have the plastic taste, but people bring back in their dirty bottles. And so we bring new milk and take home the dirty bottles. And that's how it works.
How did you convince the stores then that the bottle that's okay?
Well, you know, my husband was actually the one who Sue started talking to Hy-Vee and Victor Constantino, and you know, he was scared to death to even try it, but they both said, no, we're going to give it a try. That sounds really cool. And so, you know, we took our time, and then we got really good with those stores, and then we also didn't use growth hormones, and we talked to a lot of customers.
And, you know, obviously all good steps. And then within 3 months of that, you know, things are progressing along. 13 years later, you're almost legendary now. Like, wow, what just happened here? It, very quickly, obviously. But
right.
Kind of give our listeners an idea, you know, how it all happens from cow to delivery, how it's processed, your packaging methods, and why this is all so important. I mean, we all understand
okay.
It's about fresh milk, right?
Right,
but,
right.
But how does all this happen?
First of all, we wanted to have milk at its finest. We wanted to have the very best, freshest milk in town. And one really key thing is when we sold to big co-ops, they would take the milk and they would truck it to big places, even in Texas. And then it would probably take a week or week and a half to pasteurize, homogenize, and you know, fill up the cartons. And so we, first of all, we're not going to use growth hormones, and we wanted the freshest milk. So a lot of times the cows would be milked that morning, and then we would bottle and process it before the truck drivers would take it to town. So unless you have a cow in your backyard, you can't get anything fresher than Chateau milk. And that makes us very proud because, you know, people do get very fresh milk and they enjoy it. And one other thing we did, and I think was kind of good, my husband said, you know, I want to make milk fun. And, of course, we had all kinds of white milk, skim 1%, 2% in whole, and we had chocolate and strawberry milk. And that was very popular, and we had the best chocolate, and people raved about it. But, you know, as time went on, we started doing crazy flavors that people really liked. And so, you know, it's kind of fun, the milk that we have, but it's also good and wholesome. We have root beer milk and peanut butter milk and orange dream, just a lot of fun flavors. The kids really like to drink milk, and adults, I might say.
What's your favorite?
My favorite? Oh, you'll probably laugh. I'm a skim milk drinker, but then I also like chocolate and then chocolate peanut butter. I love chocolate peanut butter.
I haven't had the root beer. I've got to try that.
Root beer was number one at the World Dairy Expo 2 years in a row. It tastes just like a root beer float.
Well, that may be my new breakfast drink of choice. I'm a big milk fan.
And then we have coffee milk, too, that, you know, you can right. mix it with coffee and have a latte. And, oh, it's great.
So your husband says, let's make milk fun. What's your reaction to that? Like, are you crazy? Or, oh, okay, let's do that.
No, I say I want to do it. And, you know, we have little kids that come to tour the farm, mm-hmm. which is wonderful because they don't know where milk comes from. But we had a little boy who said, oh, please make banana milk. And we thought, well, we're going to do it. So we made banana milk with real bananas, and we still sell it today. And that was because of one little boy. We try to hear what our customers want. We look around for some, you know, wild and crazy milk, but also good, wholesome milk as well.
Well, we, you know, last month we won a national championship. We could be looking at some Northwest Missouri State University milk or something of that sort.
Absolutely. What are your colors?
Let's explore that little green and white action here. So
yeah.
We may need to explore that a little bit, Barb. But so lots of flavors of milk.
Yes.
Many, many products overall. But now you're introducing a home delivery service. And it goes back to your comments earlier here in this interview on All Things Northwest. And we're visiting with Barb Chateau of Chateau Milk. Barb, you talked about 13 years ago kind of wanting to go the milkman route, so
right.
to speak, and maybe it was too early, too premature, but now all of a sudden you've got a home delivery service. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, we're very excited. My son, Matt, is 38, and he is a businessman, and he's very smart, and he's also really helping me with it, but first of all, we wanted to bring the milkman back. We wanted nostalgia. We wanted kids to come to their front porch and get excited about what was in the metal box. We have, which we're very proud of, we have home delivery trucks and we have a milkman, and we deliver once a week per route, and people can order whatever they want to order. And if they want to order every 2 weeks, that's fine, or every week, but they just need to keep their cooler out. What thing is really neat, though, is we don't sell just milk, cheese, butter, and ice cream, but we also sell about 300 other products. And what is really neat about that, it's all local products, the finest local products in St. Joe and in Kansas City. Like, we have Campo Lindo eggs, and we have Farm to Market bread, and Paradise Locker meat. So we have only the finest things that people can get, and they don't have to go a really long way. And it makes it convenient for moms, and it's also fun for kids.
And growing up, by the way, I must admit that as a young child, one of the highlights was seeing that milkman come to our house.
Right.
I don't know what it was, but it does recall very vivid memories for me of saying that was really a highlight when we were delivered our milk. So from a delivery services point of view, for our listeners' sake, how far out do you deliver?
We deliver 100 miles of the farm, but we're starting real slow. We started out with Leavenworth, and then we're going to Shoal Creek, but we just got another truck, so we're expanding our routes, and so everybody can go to our website, Home Delivery, Chateau Home Delivery, and read all about it. You can sign up, and then if we don't have a route right then we'll maybe get one in a couple of weeks. It's very easy, and it's just now catching on, and so we're real pleased about it.
And you deliver more than milk then. You deliver
yes.
a lot of those other products that you're talking about.
Right.
You have over 300 product lines, which
exactly.
is huge. Yeah.
But only the very finest products and local. We're very big about local.
Yeah, that's just beautiful. So when you talk about local, the very finest products, everybody can find us on ChateauHomeDelivery.com.
Correct.
But, you know, obviously you have to gather market data and understand consumer needs. It could be a young child who says, I want some banana milk, for example. but how do you do that market research and gather the consumer needs? I assume that there's such a cross-section of needs.
Well, you know, we actually had a business plan. We also have marketing people that help us. Actually, one of the, I guess, one of the most beautiful thing that has have come out of us doing our own milk was a marketing company who helped us out of Kansas City. You know, when we first started, we made our own bottle. We made our own logo. And then we started working with Sullivan Signin and Sink out of Kansas City, and they write the cutest things on our bottles. It's all about home and family and fun things. And, you know, we don't advertise, we don't have to advertise a lot, but we have really good packaging that I think really sells it, and people have fun with it too. And kids do, in particularly.
And you talk a lot about making milk fun, for example, and mm-hmm. having kids really enjoy. Talk about the tours. I mean, one can come tour the farm and see how this all works. Talk about the farm or the tour part of this.
Okay, I'd love to tell you about the tour. When we first built the bottling plant, that was about 13 years ago, I wanted a little room there. And I said to my husband, I said, oh, let's have a little store. Probably nobody will come to Osborne, Missouri, but that'll be fun. I just love to have a store. So we built a store. And then people wanted tours. They wanted to see what a cow was and where their milk came from. Some kids think that their milk comes out of the grocery store. So anyway, we started doing tours, and we do about 190,000 tours a year. It's a very busy place. People get to see the cows being milked. They get to milk a cow themselves if they want. See how we make cheese, butter, and ice cream. And then we have a big country store with wonderful, unique gifts. So it's just a really fun place to enjoy. Kids can eat, they can eat their lunch there. Schools come out, as well as older adults. So the tours are very, very popular.
That's great. And let's talk about what's next. I mean, you're a very innovative company, all kinds of product lines that continue to grow. The growth trajectory across 13 years is prolific. So how do you see the future for Chateau Milk?
Well, I think there's two things I'd like to say. One is we want to be a local family farm. We want you to know it, and we want our customers to know us and to realize that we're going to give them a good product. We're not looking to be a huge company at all. We just want the finest product. One of the other things that we're just launching this year is tea. We're having about four different kinds of tea that are really good for you, and we're real excited about that.
Well, you've got all kinds of milk products, cheese, dairy of all kinds, obviously 300 product lines, and now tea, and it's all based on local family farm, the best products, and really doing it from joy. True?
Oh my gosh, it's joy. You have no idea. And I'm a nurse. I don't know if I mentioned, we did mention that. And I worked 38 years at Veterans Affairs, and I'm a very patriotic person, and I love them. But, the farm is wonderful. It is my passion. It's my family farm, and I meet the most wonderful people, and that's the most exciting thing.
It's an awesome American story relative to not just your nearly 40 years as being a nurse, but certainly the family farm, the 100-year history and really what you've done here in the last decade plus and what you're going to be continuing to do. So on behalf of all of our listeners, but certainly the 190,000 tours at Chateau Milk, we thank you for what you do as a family.
Oh, thank you so much. Please come join us at the farm. We'd love to show you around.
Well, you can check it out, listeners, on ChateauHomeDelivery.com. That's Barb Chateau talking about Chateau Milk. Barb, thanks for joining All Things Northwest.
Thank you for inviting me.
When we return to All Things Northwest, we'll visit with Northwest Missouri State University's Paula McLean, whose primary responsibility is to coordinate our student employment program. You're listening to All Things Northwest on KXCB Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
Support for All Things Northwest comes from United Electric Cooperative, providing power to rural customers in 11 Missouri and Iowa counties. United Electric reminds you to save energy this winter by replacing old appliances with new energy-efficient ones. More information is available at ueci.coop.
Welcome back to the January edition of All Things Northwest. I'm your host, John Jasinski. We'll now visit with Paula McLean. She's Northwest Missouri State University's Senior Human Resources Generalist. Paula's primary responsibility is to coordinate the Northwest Student Employment Program. She's administered that program since 2001, and she's led the development of the Career Pathing Program. It's a structured employee development program, and she'll talk about that in just a few minutes. She's also had the honor of participating in an international collaboration With Birmingham City University beginning their development as a strategic student employment initiative. She also recently received two major national awards for her work as a student employee program coordinator here at Northwest. Welcome, Paula, to All Things Northwest.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And let's just start talking about that Northwest student employment program. You know, it's been in place for quite a while. It grows every year. It's got strength and processes, and we talk a lot about the number of student employees and all that it does, but now we're getting it firsthand. From Paula's view, what is this Northwest student employment program all about?
Well, you know, Northwest student employment came about in the early 90s, and the main purpose of the program is to help support Northwest. You know, I want to help with coordinating the efforts to provide students with those educational employment opportunities that help them foster their career development. You know, those students that work on campus, to be eligible, they have to be enrolled in at least 6 credit hours or more. And so about a third of our students that are working right now have that federal work study eligibility, and then the rest are just regular student employees is what we call them. They're earning regular dollars. The students that we have working on campus can work up to a maximum of 20 hours a week in the program, and so it gives them a good balance between their academics and their work. We want to make sure they understand they're a student first and an employee second. So on average, we see that students work approximately about 10 hours a week.
Okay, and you know, let's talk about the number of student employees and the kinds of positions.
Well, right now we have about 950 student employees at work during a fall spring trimesters and 1,200 positions. So some students are working more than one position at a time. They may fill in as a stagehand working in the Performing Arts Center and then be an office assistant, perhaps in offices like ours and Human Resources. So the way they go about looking for those employment opportunities is all the employment opportunities are posted online and they apply directly to the departments. You know, they work in just about nearly every department on campus. We have them working on the farm. They work in the police department, all the academic areas. So they could be providing tutoring services. They could be developing web help and programming, office assistant positions. But approximately about one third of those positions are going to be office assistant type positions.
And then, Paula, what about, I know that some of our students work off campus in terms of partnership. Maybe talk about that to our listeners.
Absolutely. The majority of our students are going to work on campus, but we do, however, have some that we partner with local nonprofit organizations, the community. So we place student employees in these agencies. This is a requirement of the Federal Work Study Program. So as a result, we'll have students working in agencies like Head Start, Community Services Incorporated, the Nottoway County Senior Center, Nottoway Humane Society, just to name a few.
That's excellent. I know that our listeners here on All Things Northwest, I mean, they hear about student employment and you automatically think about on campus, but partnering with off-campus agencies is just excellent. Great to hear. And by the way, from personal firsthand interactions working with our student employees, it's incredible. Every office you go to and you, I say office, but it's so many different functions around campus, but wow, it's just seamless relative to the service. So thank you and your team for doing that. The benefits of student employment, I mean, in some ways they seem pretty specific and you could name a few, but there are some other intangibles too. So from your perch, what are some benefits to Northwest's student employment program?
You know, sometimes these employment experiences are a student's first experience in the employment world. So they're going out there, they're learning just employment fundamentals. We teach the students the importance of, you know, what it means to apply for a job, how to go through an interviewing process, hiring process, as well as thinking about on-the-job training and providing that professional development and continual feedback. It all prepares them for their careers. So, you know, the benefits are many. It gives them the opportunity to feel valued and responsible. It also helps them learn how to balance their own personal lives with their academics and their work. It gives them that time management skills that they need. It promotes academic success. You know, they can remain on campus. They can work, go back to school, to a class, go study, and then back to work. And then I think more importantly, it also provides the opportunity to make college more affordable for the students, especially when they participate in our career pathing program, because that enhances the affordability. And most importantly, it just expands our future career opportunities. You know, I always think of the example, we had a student working in the grounds area as a groundskeeper, who later graduated and began their career at Arrowhead Stadium as a groundskeeper.
So I suppose we hear from alumni that while I started in the student employment program, it did teach me those time management skills or to balance, you know, obviously studies and work, and it helped me, you know, pay for part of college, et cetera. I suppose you get some of those stories back from alumni.
Absolutely. You know, student employment is a safe environment to learn and to be mentored by professionals in the field. And we try to help them understand what it's like in the professional world. And so a lot of times we hear back from students saying, hey, you know, the student employment experience really helped me to understand the skills that I needed, and it made me feel more confident when I went out in the real world.
Well, we have something called a career pathing program. You might explain that for listeners of All Things Northwest.
Sure. Career pathing program, it's an enhanced development component of the student employment program. It's a uniquely structured development program, and it came about as some results that we got from a collection of research, and actually the research was conducted by our own students here at Northwest. They did internal research as well as external research with other universities. But this program is set up to provide an opportunity for our student employees to advance in their pay while also developing professional competencies that enhance their current position experiences as well as future. So they advance within their positions by attending structured personal and professional development opportunities, and they're also at that same time receiving continual feedback through performance-based evaluations. So this program will help promote increased student employee responsibility, but not only that, it encourages retention and degree completion through a comprehensive student experience. So it's helping all the way around, the student, the university, making sure we're providing the students with what they need. We've also can say that a student employee who starts out as a freshman and chooses to participate in career pathing program works the maximum amount of hours allowed, has a potential to accumulate earnings of beyond $40,000 over a four-year period. Now, most students probably aren't going to work that many hours, but even if you'd cut that in half, $20,000 is a lot of money towards tuition.
I often quote that figure or cut it in half for many of the people that I talk, you know, with and to about Northwest Missouri State University, and I always get the same reaction, just a look of surprise. Now, we both know that not all students are going to work, you know, that maximum amount of hours. But again, if you do go through that career pathing program and work any part of that, you're defraying the cost of your education. But as you said, we're also focused on student success metrics, meaning retention and complete. You're getting over the finish line, basically. So what an awesome program. But we also listen to student employees and recognize them. Maybe talking about our listening process and also our recognition process.
Yeah, we conduct annual satisfaction surveys with our student employees, and that gives us that feedback that we need as actionable data to help improve the program. We do this every year. We want to hear from our students. What can we do to improve the program? What can we do better to help you have a good experience to learn? We also take time to recognize our student employees on an annual basis. We want to make sure that they understand we know they're an important part of the university. So during National Student Employment Week, which is in April each year, this gives us the opportunity to just acknowledge to them, we value what you give to the university and express that gratitude. We host an appreciation event as well as an awards event where we recognize those outstanding student employees on campus. So we may recognize a student employee of the year, team of the year, and then also five other honors that just focus in on certain skills like professionalism, reliability, and such. And then we take our student employee of the year winner and we submit those to state, to regional and national competitions. And Northwest is proud to announce and say that, you know, we've held the honor of State of Missouri Student Employee 8 times over the past 17 years. And so we're really proud of what our student employees have to offer.
That's incredible. And that's actually, I have to connect up with that. 8 times out of 17 years, we've had the State of Missouri Student Employee of the Year. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And that's testimony to the program that you've helped develop and nurture and grow, but also testimony to the work of our student employees in the areas that they serve throughout campus. Talk, Paula, about the overall value of student employment to the university?
Well, as you are well aware, they're a very valuable asset to Northwest. You know, our student employee population far exceeds the faculty and staff here. They make up for an equivalent of approximately 250 full-time employees we normally have to hire to meet the workload that the university has. These student employees just help enhance the university community and family. Ultimately, they are the bridge to those that we serve here at the university. And it provides Northwest with the window just to familiarize ourselves with our students, appreciate contributions, and they help us. I truly believe they do help us to do our jobs better. You know, their contributions are absolutely priceless.
Without question. And public radio listeners, you're listening to All Things Northwest on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. I'm John Chasinski, your host, talking with Paula McLean. She's from the Human Resources Office here at Northwest Missouri State University. We've been talking about, Paula, the whole focus on student employment. A couple of other areas to reference. One would be our partnership with Birmingham City University. Maybe talk about how that came about, what your involvement has been, and what's happened with that partnership.
Well, in January of 2010, we were honored to have visitors from Birmingham come to Northwest Missouri State University, and they wanted to research our student employment program here. They had indicated to us that Northwest had been identified by the Higher Education Funding Council of England as offering good practices in student employment. So they decided to come over here and take a look and see what was going on. And as you're aware, student employment is not a common practice in the UK. And so what Birmingham had set out to do was just to gather that general information. They wanted to try to implement the same type of program at their own institution. And so in December, later that year in 2010, we entered into a partnership which focused on just sharing the basic ideas and practices around student employment. And Birmingham and Northwest staff and students have now, over the past 5 years, taken turns visiting each other's institutions just to help identify and seek to build on our own experiences of employing students. We've learned a lot from them, as well as they've taken many things back to the UK that we practice here at the university. You know, anytime you have somebody studying your practices, you have to constantly reflect on what it is you're doing and perhaps what it is you can do better. You can't just sit idle. You have to make sure, are we doing the best job that we can and offering the best services to the students here at Northwest?
You know, what's great about that program, too, Dr. Stuart Brand was one of the principals behind that partnership development, and Stuart and his team have been over here. We've sent you and many others over to England to visit with them. And, you know, Stuart's getting ready to retire here, I believe. And we had him as a commencement speaker here 2 years ago and presented him with an honorary degree. And that relationship has just blossomed over the years. So thank you very much for your work with Birmingham City University.
It's certainly been an absolutely fabulous experience and a great honor just to be in that partnership and work with them.
Now, you mentioned honors, and Paula McLean has, you know, got ribbons and medals and trophies and all of this. I mean, recently you've been the recipient of two major national awards. Please reference those awards a bit, because we have to talk Paula McLean up for our listeners.
Well, I am very, very honored to receive a National Student Employment Association Mentorship Award that is given to a colleague that has provided mentorship and professional development to other colleagues in the field, as well as the President's Award. I worked closely with a national organization over the last couple of years. I served as the president of the Midwest Association of Student Employment, which is a regional association, and just trying to find ways to improve and help one another in the field of student employment. You know, many times we're the lone ranger of the institution. We don't have a lot of people we can run to and say, hey, what do you think of this idea? Or how about trying this. So we have to work together across the nation and try to come up with better ideas and ways to improve the program. So this past year, I worked with National to develop a president's experience where all the presidents of each region came together and we shared ideas and ways that we can improve the program. And with the Midwest Association, you know, this year, one thing that we recognized that was new is Supervisor of the Year for the region, which has never been done before. Which I think National will hopefully take to a national level at some point. So that's just one example of some of the things that we've been working on to try to help improve the program overall.
So prolific, and it obviously shows your ability to serve a professional organization and be recognized at the highest levels by your peers. The program, Paula, is just prolific. Again, 950 student employees, 1,200 positions overall. And there's just so many good elements that go with it. And we just thank you for your service and congratulate you on well-deserved awards and recognition. Paula McLean on All Things Northwest. Paula, thank you for joining the program.
Thank you for having me.
And that's a wrap for this month's show. All Things Northwest is a program devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We thank our guests, Barb Chateau from the Chateau Milk Company and Northwest Missouri State's Paula McLean. She's a Human Resources Senior Generalist. Thanks, too, to our producer, Brandon Travis, B-Trab for short. He's a student here at Northwest Missouri State University. And thanks, too, to KXCV's General Manager, Rodney Harris. Friends, take good care, treat each other well, provide good works for others, and keep celebrating and advancing our region. I'm John Chasinski, and thanks for your support of All Things Northwest, Northwest Missouri State University, KXCV KRNW, and Public Radio.
Theme music for the program was composed by Northwest professor Dr. William Richardson. The music was recorded by vocal music education major Jordan Andrews, piano, music major Daniel Bates, bass, audio and production major Mark Ludwig, drums, and Dr. William Richardson, trumpet. The program is written and produced by multimedia journalism major Ben Noley. Join us again next month for All Things Northwest.